Welcome back to the High Value Man Conversation. This is episode 44, and this is going to be a fast and fiery episode, and it is all around one specific topic inside of your relationship that is causing her to run, flee, and shut down because you're doing it. It's one thing that men do that completely turn off their women. It is probably the biggest issue in most modern relationships that kills attraction, kills intimacy, and completely destroys that sexual magnetic attraction that you so desperately need and want. This is the one thing that your woman wishes you would stop doing. It prevents you from closeness, and it stops you from being the masculine lead that she desperately needs in her life. This one thing, you know what it is? It's complaining. It's complaining, my friends. Complaining is one of the lowest vibrational, non-masculine thing you could possibly do. And like all men, I've done it. I've done it in my relationship with Rachel. I've done it in previous relationships with women. I've done it around other men. And in hindsight, I see how destructive it is to more so than anything, your relationship with your person. Rachel has done something so beautiful for me. She shared with me exactly what it means to her when I complain. And I don't do it a whole lot, but I have definitely done it in a relationship. And because of the amount of personal development she's done and the high standards she sets for herself and the high standards I expect for me, we've been able to have some really good, fruitful dialogue on it. But she shared with me, when I complain, that means if I bitch or if I moan, if I complain, what it sounds like is that I can't hold mine, which means I can't hold hers. She shared with me one time during a conversation, she says, what I desire as a woman, as a feminine, as your woman, as the purest part of me, what I desire is that you can hold yours and hold mine too. Now, this is metaphorically speaking, that you can hold your emotions and you can hold mine too, that you can carry the burden and the weight and the struggle on your shoulders and you can carry mine too, that you can pack the suitcase and carry yours and then also open the door and carry mine too, that you can hold yours and hold mine too, because I'm the woman, I'm the feminine, and I am meant to struggle, and it is your job and responsibility as my man to lift and carry the weight. Now, you see what happens if I complain and I whine and I am a wimp, that makes her feel like her dude can't carry the weight. And then what does that force her to do? That forces her to carry it as well. So here we are having our beautiful women, these flowers that we want to blossom, be radiant and feminine, but we're not doing the one thing that God built us to do, which is to carry the burden. And so if we're complaining, we're sending out a message to the world that we are not strong enough, we're not enduring enough, and we're incapable of carrying the weight. Now, I just want to set a little bit of a pre-frame and a little bit of context. This does not happen all the time. I certainly want to be known as a man that can carry my weight and carry the weight of others around me, especially my woman's. But it has happened, and it's happened especially in the seasons of stretch. Seasons of stress or stretch, when I feel that feeling and pressure like the world is crumbling in around me and I just don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I can go any further, any faster, or pick up any more responsibility. When I feel the pressure of entrepreneurship and leadership and leading the men's group and all of the house and honeydew duties that just happen as being part of a man. And then I feel that sense of collapse, overwhelm, pressure. And then I just let out that wimpy little, ugh, I don't know if I can do all this, that complain. Now, here's the beautiful thing inside of a relationship that's built on love and healthy feedback and confrontation is you can share that with me. And as long as I am mature enough, I can take that as an opportunity to simply say, thank you for helping me be better. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for helping me better. You're absolutely right. I missed an opportunity to truly lead from the front. And I am sorry and I apologize for complaining. I realize the burden and responsibility that puts on you as a woman in the relationship, when it's really ultimately my job, responsibility, and greatest opportunity in the world to carry mine and carry yours. So thank you for helping me be better. Now, it doesn't always sound like that in the moment. Sometimes if I'm really tired or fatigued, there's been a season where I just complained even more. Now, guys, here's the thing. I'm sharing this with you, open, honest, taking the mask off, because I know for a fact I'm not the only one that has done this. In fact, I'd say probably the number one thing that I get responses from when it comes to the ladies sending me DMs in my DM box, it's no longer asking me on dates, by the way, it's that, man, I wish my man would just take responsibility and grow up. Well, guys, this is the public service announcement to you, my high-value men, is that complaining, bitching, moaning to anyone other than your select group of guys, it can simply slap you across the face and remind you that's just what we do as men, that is a conversation for the bar stool, that is a conversation for the football game, that is a conversation for your men's group, that is a conversation to have with your mentor, that is a conversation to have with your brother, that is a conversation to have inside of the gym while you're moving weight, to simply let it off your chest, blow off some steam, and realize that sometimes you just got to talk it out. But it is not the place to talk it out in your relationship with your woman. It's not her job to carry your weight. It's not her job to be your mommy. It's fact not her job to even listen to the burdens and struggles you're walking through. This may trigger some of you. You may think that, well, my wife is my best friend. Get another best friend. It's not her job to be your best friend and carry the burden and the weight of who you are as a man. You need a man for that. You need a men's group for that. You need another social circle that's a group of men that can be competitive and challenging, confrontational, and say, hey, listen, dude, stop the complaining. It's your job, responsibility, and your greatest opportunity as a man to step up, man up, and do the thing with a smile on your face. So stop complaining. And by the way, don't say that stuff to your woman. This is your public service announcement, my friend. Stop complaining. Don't bitch. Don't moan. In fact, just realize that pressure is a privilege. Yes, pressure is a privilege. And if you have an opportunity to lift the burden and weight off the shoulders of your beautiful feminine women, that is one of the greatest things you can do, because it will truly allow that divine part of her to truly express and just be. It's our job to carry the weight, my friends, my high value men. So I want to share that with you because A, it helps me be responsible to me to realize that we all slip sometimes. And so if you find yourself complaining, moaning, or not truly taking the pressure as a privilege, shift out of that state and go find a guy to do life with. It will challenge you, confront you, and help you realize that it is character building. To be truly enduring means that you can sustain the pressure over a period of time. And that's going to be one of the greatest gifts you're ever going to be able to give yourself and as well as the world. All right, my friends, quick, fast, and fiery episode of the High Value Man Conversation. If you enjoyed this, or if you know a man that sometimes likes to complain, do me a favor and tag him, share this with him, leave me a 5-star review. That way we can get it, reach some more listeners with it. And as always, if this served you on your path along your journey, I'd love to hear from you. And also hear from you in regards to some other content that you'd like to hear, whether it's relationships, work, women, what is the issue that you're walking through? Shoot me a message. I love to connect with my listeners. Much love and many blessings, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Boom.